All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome back to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, and I am excited to come back with this. So we have a few different updates. Just this is more of a catch up. Here's what's going on. Here's why my hiatus has happened. Here's what I'm feeling, what you can expect moving forward, everything like that. So yeah, I mean, I've been pushing this off for a while, been going through a lot of things in my personal life, and am feeling really good to kind of get back at it, get back on top of things, and get back to all of this. So here's the thing. So we got a couple changes going on. I am ditching Confident Fit Coaching because it seemed very much buzzwordy. It seemed very much me trying to fit into the fitness industry in a way that is not me, is not who I am, is not the brand that I was going for. Confident Fit Coaching always felt like something I was trying to make happen, that I was trying to make work that other people suggested for me. And you heard me say Rock Solid Gym, the membership. Rock Solid Gym is more me, is more what I feel really comfortable and confident in, and what just feels easy to express myself and talk like me, and not feeling like I need to say certain things in a certain way to make it come across in a way that others are expecting, if that makes sense. It'll make sense, I promise. So Rock Solid Gym, a little background on that, is something that I've been in the fitness industry for over a decade. I'm still working on writing my bio and everything, but all in all, I've been in this for over a decade. And that's just with like helping out friends and clients and putting together programs and doing workouts with them all the way from like in high school before school started, like working out with friends or kind of coming up with programs for us to do, all the way to now where I am a certified personal trainer. I am teaching fitness classes again, and just the coaching that I do as well. So in that way, I've been doing it for over a decade, but I've been in sports and stuff all of my life, so over a decade. But I always knew I wanted to have a gym. I wanted to have a gym that felt like it was everything I wanted, but I could never find. And that's a mixture of CrossFit open gym style to the basic bro gym to like powerlifting style to it's just a community sense. And that's what I wanted Rock Solid Gym to be. And that's why I came up with it. And that's why I feel like it's edgy and put together, but super simple and basic, and it's black and white. And that's the aesthetic that I'm going for, where it's just like come as you are. And this is the general, it just feels good. It feels good. And this past week, I was working with this beautiful soul, Danny Drioso. I don't know why it's so hard to say her last name. But going through that and just realizing how much this has changed, how much I've settled and changed myself, and why it's been so hard for me to like talk about my coaching and talk about what I do because it wasn't me. But Rock Solid Gym is. So I am coming at you with the Rock Solid Gym method. And in the Rock Solid Gym method, it's basically everything that I was trying to make Confident Fit Coaching be, but it's not censored. It's not me trying to find the right words or say the right thing in order to make you understand or to sell you on something. It's me sharing the good and the bad side of things. It's for those that want to be a badass in the gym and dedicated and pushing themselves to be more and see what they're capable of, but also realizing that there's balance and finding that balance and realizing how they do have control and it doesn't have to look a certain way in order to be right, in order to be correct, in order to see success. It's creating your life. It's creating your athlete and what that looks like. It's having a life outside of the gym. It's not being controlled by numbers. It's having a good relationship with food. It's having a good relationship with your body, not where you're body positive, but you're just neutral towards everything. You're neutral towards numbers. You're neutral towards your body. You have things that you love and days where it's good and bad, and but it doesn't affect your worth. It doesn't affect your value. It doesn't affect how you see yourself. It's just information that's coming in. And this is where the whole health is a lot more mental than physical comes in, because you know exactly what to do. You know what exercises you need to do. You know what kind of athlete you want to be and what it's going to take to get you there. But it's taking away the I need to be in single digit body fat in order to be worth it. I need to have a six pack before I can like have a significant other in my life. I have to cross all of these boxes off in order for somebody else to see how worthy and valuable I am, in order for somebody else to give me the title that I've been chasing. But you don't need that. You don't need that unless you're going for a professional athlete status. You don't need that. And even that is looking different in so many different ways. Like every single athlete in every single sport looks different, and they have different body types, and they have different physiques and compositions and muscular shapes. And even within that specific sport, everybody looks different. So I always thought that I needed that the pinnacle of me finally being able to say that, like, I'm a bodybuilder, I'm an athlete, I work out was me stepping on a bodybuilding stage and getting that trophy, when in reality, working towards that and trying to get to that point was causing me to all undiagnosed, but doing my own looking in and realizing is like caused me an eating disorder, caused me mild depression, caused me like intense anxiety, caused me inability to sleep, terrible body dysmorphia, low self-esteem, and not to mention just like chemical and hormonal issues with my body because I was starving myself, and it took me eating an entire jar of PB2, which is powdered peanut butter, which is awful because I didn't allow anything else in my house, and PB2 was like the only thing that wasn't like chicken and broccoli and plain oatmeal, to realize that this wasn't the life that I was going after. I had initially started to wanting to work out and lose a couple extra pounds because I wanted to be the best athlete that I could be in track. I wanted to be the best discus and shot put thrower and be as fast as I possibly could in the 100 for being a thicker girl. And that morphed into an unrealistic body image and view of myself that wasn't going to happen. And it took a lot to get to the point where I am now, where I can literally step on the scale and see a number that's higher than I would necessarily like it to be and not feel disgusting and not have it ruin my week and force and like keep me from eating that day. Like I stepped on the scale the other day and just saw it as information, was like, okay, well, this is where I'm at. I know exactly why it's this weight. I know exactly what I need to do to change it. And when I'm ready and capable to do it, I can do that. But I'm going through some emotional stuff right now, and I know how to cope with it without going to food, without starving myself, without binging, without staying up all night and just running through my head like what I did wrong and what I should be doing better, or going to the gym and doing fasted cardio because I don't deserve the calories that I ate or earned those calories. And it's a much better spot. I can see myself and I can see my cellulite, and I can see that my arms aren't as toned as I want them to be, and be fine with that and know that I am working towards that. And right now, my goal in life, the where I'm at, does not require me to be shredded. But also, while I'm making progress, I can still see that progress. I can still see that, my muscles are still there, that I am still strong. I am getting my strength back. And what I'm excited for moving forward with this podcast is, so going through personal stuff in my life, this past month, I guess, I'm realizing all of the work that I've put in these past few years, how like incredibly huge it's been in like this life change that I'm going through. And I want to document that more and I want to share that more. And that's what it's with the Roxelligent method. That's the bare bones of it. It's a healthy relationship with food. It's a healthy relationship with fitness. It's a healthy relationship with your body and your self-worth, and changing all of that with numbers. And I'm excited to do that because it has been a big mental process to get through all of that. But it's exactly what I teach on. It's what I coach on. It's what I know will change a large majority of the fitness industry. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to just share that and not feel like it needs to be in a certain lens or it needs to look and sound a certain way, because it's just me. And I created this because I needed this. I went through all of this because I couldn't find it anywhere, and I'm doing a disservice by staying small and staying quiet and trying to hide under something else that just wasn't it. So, hey dude, hey, this is Jesse. Welcome to the Brain Dead Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Roxelligent method, which includes courses, journals, one-on-one coaching, and we are going to dive deeper into all of that, what that means, specific topics, different things, ranging from food and fitness, diet and workouts, to mental and emotional health, and how to cope through it all. So welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries, where I am just going to dump all of this on. You can expect sound quality, good sound quality. You can expect terrible sound quality. You can expect me walking and talking, driving and talking. Driving and talking is me with headphones in, not holding onto my phone, distraction-free, just talking out loud while I'm driving, both hands on the wheel. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Or what I'm doing right now, which is headphones in, talking into my laptop. And that's what you can expect here. It's just me sharing what has worked for me and offering options to help you through it as well. And I'm really excited about it. It's not going to be clean cut. It's not going to be perfect or pretty in any kind of way, but it is going to be very much me. And I'm excited to share that with you. So again, this is just the reintroduction for it all. I'm your fierce off-brand coach and creator, the Roxelligent Method and the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, and I am excited to share so much more moving forward. But again, this is just kind of a short little clip, little bit of me ranting, which is very much Brain Dump Diary style, and I'm excited to move forward with this. It's been a slow process, but it's been a good one, all in the same. So I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye.